Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Aleph in the Hoyz V'Hodr edition, starting Be'ezer Hashem and Umasechta. As usual, our main mefarish that we're following is the Pirush of Chaim Kanievsky. The Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvarim Chayovim Mechalo. There's five items, the five ingredients that are Chayov and Chalo. So Chalo is a special din that when a person makes a dough, he needs to do a freshos Chalo. He has to give a piece of the Chalo to the Kohen. What is obligated in challah? There's five things. What is that? Hachitim ve'asorim, wheat and barley, ve'akuspim and spelt, shibboleth shu'ol, the foxtail, ve'ashifoin and oats. These are the five meaning. These are considered to be the five meaning, which are grains, which are considered to be bread, as the Gemara is going to explain. Says the Mishnah, Areilu chayovim mechallah, this is chayav v'challah. Umitztafim zeimzei, if you made a dough out of some of the ingredients, meaning not that all, it was entire 100% wheat. It was wheat together with shifoin. Together, you put it together, it is also chayav and chal. Ve'asurim b'chodosh melifrei ha-pesach. You're not allowed to eat it before Pesach because of chodosh. Right? Chodosh means that you're not allowed to eat the new tevuah before the korban ha-omer came. Korban ha-omer comes in the second day of Pesach. So once you bring the korban ha-omer, you can eat the new tevuah that grew this year. So here he's saying, you're not allowed to eat it before Pesach. He wasn't going to explain why he's saying before Pesach. He should say before the Omer, which was the second day of Pesach. You also can't harvest it before the Omer comes. And we'll see the pshat, the difference between the achilo and the harvest in the Gemara. If you have grain that has roots before the Omer came, it grew roots before the Omer came, the Omer that comes to Pesach allows you to eat it. But if not, even though it was planted in the ground, but if it did not grow roots, so you have to wait until the next Omer, 1 year later, in order for this to be muto b'achilo. So the Gemara, Chamesh advarim chayovim mechala v'chulei. Ksiv, the Gemara is going to bring the pasuk. How do I know it's only these five things? It says in the pasuk, V'ayah b'och lechem milechem ha'aretz, tarimu truma la'ashem. When you eat from the bread of the ha'aretz, you put truma, yechol yu kol ha'dvoyim chayovim mechala. Can everything be chayav mechala, every item? Tomod lo'yam milechem v'loy kol lechem. Only part of the items, not everything, not every bread, meaning only the breads of these five meaning. So who said, milechem v'loy kol lechem, if you mean it's only a few of them, maybe it's only wheat and barley, the classic bread. Bilvat, only. How do I know spelt, foxtail, and oats? It says the beginning of your resource means your dough, masha, all dough, so therefore you add everything else. It says the morning, I'm going to use Reb Chaim's gear saw. If so, viriba kol, so maybe not, now you're adding, maybe add everything. Meaning, you have two psukim. One is memayet, one is memerabe. And from there, I learned it's not only two, it's not everything, it is the five. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shimon, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ken. He quoted exactly as we just said now, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that the source that we have, chamisha meaning, is in the psukim like we darshan. Says the Gemara about Rabbi Yoino. And Rabbi Shimon, Logish b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, they had something else to Rabbi Shmuel. What is it? What was going to say? Or Amon Azor is the Kisrin. I went to Kisrin, Vishomis, and I heard when Daf Alav and Beis, there are Rechavu using the Gusar of Chaim. There are Rechavu Bar Zeiro, Rechavu the name of the son of Zeiro, said that Abba Avraham, my father used to say, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Oimer, Neimar Lechem Pesach, Neimar Lechem Mechalo. You learn Lechem from Pesach. What do you learn from Pesach? Talk about something that comes to chimutz, can be matzo, but if you leave it too long, it becomes chometz. So also by challah, it needs to be something which is matzo that can come to the chimutz. It will be chimutz like any other bread. They checked and found the only items they have, this process going from matzah to chometz, only these five types of grain. But other things don't come to matzah chometz. They stink. They rot. They don't become chometz, which means they improve it to become bread, but they become bad. It does not consider to be chimutz. Says the Talmud Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, karmis, a type of grain, chayev es b'chal, it's also chayev b'chal. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omar, bo yildim matzo v'chometz. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, it becomes matzo v'chometz, so it's also included in the items that are chayev b'chal. So what do you mean? If the court, just check it out. You'll see if it becomes matzah chametz. In other words, is the chimutz severe or not? They did the checkup and they argued on the results. Says they checked and it does come to the chimutz. They checked and they did not find it comes to the matzah chametz. So they're arguing, either they're arguing what was the result or they're arguing how do I interpret the result. So the Gemara Tama didn't even learn over there. Tapuach shiriskoi v'nosu l'natoich iso v'chimtzo. So he took an apple, he put it into a dough, v'chimitzo, meaning he soured it, made it chometz, and you use the apple as the yeast, and the apple is trumo, harezeh asur, it's also because you have trumo, and even though the apple is only a small amount, and usually it's bottled by 100 by trumo, but because this makes the taste of this dough, so it's not butter. Tanya, but you say it's butter. But he says it's butter. But after Avol, we shall be able to know maply. What's to argue? B'machamamitz b'meimo. If using the liquid, the water of the apple, meaning the apple juice, which is included in the dough. Avol mechametz begufoy. If you're using the actual apple, in other words, how you're doing that, so Chaim explains, you put it next to the dough, and the smell of the apple calls the chimutz. So there, Dibre Akol Mutter, everybody agrees it's okay. Because then the apple is not included in the dough, it's outside. It's only a reich b'alam. It says more now, Rabbi Yitzchak Dayt, what's the reason Shito? To Omer Taman ain tafshiloi tafshil baru. Regarding Shabbos, it says, can you put an egg next to an oven or next to a hot water? So Rabbi Yitzchak says you're allowed to do it because it's not so clear that it's actually cooking. It's not a clear bishul like regular other bishul you put on the fire. Because it's not so baru, so it's mutter. So here it's not a chometz boru. In other words, it's not considered to be the regular way to be mechametz, and therefore it's not also, it doesn't have a din of a regular mechametz, it has a din of a trumo, and therefore it is batel 101 like any other trumo. And Reb Chaim explains that's the reason we're bringing this over here, because we just spoke about the thing called karmi, does it have chimutz? So we mentioned also, you know, by apple also it's not so clear, is this considered to be chimutz boru or not? This is the one says, "Kemodat Omer." The same way you say, "Ein l'chabo de matzah v'chometz el chamesh l'mi milvat." When you say all five items, all five meaning, all five types, they come to matzah v'chometz. V'tikavasah, but you should know that in a similar fashion, "Ein l'chab megarim kulam el chitim esorim bilvat." Meaning, if you have put other items and you combine them with wheat and barley, so they will also become chometz and they're chayav chal. But if you combine other items with the other three types, with the kusvin, shibul, shua, and the shifoin, so these other items that combine with them do not become chametz, and therefore they're not chayav and chal. So in other words, the logic would push us to say that these items are chayav and chal is only because they become chametz. So in order to come and join them, you have to have that same concept of chimutz. If you don't have chimutz, you're not chayav and chal. So anything that's combined with chitim and tsoirin that does become chametz, it's chayav and chalo. But anything that combines with the other items that don't become chametz is not chayav and chalo, because what we're following is, does it become chametz or not? With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chalo, Daf Aleph.